For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria. A report from UC Riverside has identified tax-defaulted properties where affordable housing could be built. The report comes from the University Center for Community Solutions. It maps out tax-defaulted parcels across the Inland Empire and explores how acquiring and holding land for future use could help support local housing. Tax-defaulted residential properties can be auctioned off as 5 years of delinquency and 3 years for commercial properties. The properties typically sell low because counties are just trying to recover unpaid taxes. The study found there are several concentrations of these properties in Lake Elsinore and Lake Arrowhead. The Redlands City Council adopted new truck routes earlier this week. The updates were made to comply with the state assembly bill that aims to reduce pollution. Trucks must now avoid areas with schools, homes, and hospitals. Under the bill, logistics developments must be built in areas where adverse effects on the public will be minimal. The City Council voted to remove 14 routes and replace those with just 7 routes that primarily use major thoroughfares. Immigration officials can no longer block members of Congress from surprise visits to detention facilities. The federal judge issued the temporary ruling on Wednesday. Earlier this year, Homeland Security enforced a 7-day wait for Congress members to visit detention centers. Democratic Congress members sued the Trump administration over the policy. Judge Gia Cobb ruled the policy violates a federal law that prevents DHS or ICE from using public funds to stop unannounced oversight. Congresswoman Norma Torres, who represents Pomona, is a plaintiff. She says she hopes now they'll be able to make more visits.
What I anticipate is Donald Trump and his agents continuing to utilize the court to gum up the process and to continue to prevent us from being able to come in.
DHS said in a statement that recent attempts by Congress members to enter facilities are just, quote, media acts. Each year, about 11,000 immigrant children in California go through immigration court without legal representation. But a new state law that takes effect January 1st will ensure they have access to lawyers during federal proceedings. George De La Cruz is with First Five California, a youth advocacy agency that supported the law. He says he was part of the first wave of DACA recipients.
I am now a legal permanent resident, and to this day, I still fear when I see an ICE agent, when I see that vest, when I see the white van with the green stripes. It's traumatizing. So we want to make sure that doesn't happen to the next generations.
De La Cruz says the new law will help prevent that trauma. The law could cost taxpayers up to $77 million. A Pacific storm will bring areas of heavy rain and an increased flood risk to all areas of Southern California around the Christmas holiday next week, with travel impacts likely. The National Weather Service says a storm will move through the region from north to south starting as early as Tuesday. Predicted rainfall totals and hourly rain rates are not yet estimated, though highest totals will occur across coastal-facing mountain areas. The NWS says the Southland weather pattern looks to remain active into the end of next week, with the potential for more rain and high elevation of snow. The Inland Empire's first woman-centered film festival debuts tonight right here at KVCR Studios. The AYA Film Festival will include a pink carpet reception, a resource expo, a woman in film panel, and an awards program spotlighting filmmakers who say they're often left out of the industry. KVCR's Tony Lopez spoke with station producers Mariana Lapisco and Brianna Navarro about why they created the festival.
We didn't have one in the Inland Empire, and I feel like we've always known that it's a male-dominated industry, and we love to work with them. But also I feel that, you know, representation has grown when it comes to women, and I know that many want to do it.
The AI Film Festival runs from 5 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. tonight at KVCR Studios. KVCR thanks you for supporting our growing newsroom in 2025. Make sure to donate at kvcrnews.org to continue to support original local journalism. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria.